Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer.
It's Aerosmith Springer's back. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jason Levesque is our guest, L-E-V-E-S-Q-U-E. He's the founder of Argo Marketing Group, argomarketing.com, and they brought call center jobs back to the United States in a very innovative way. Jason, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your success. They're in Maine, but your success, your story is fascinating. And, you know, Jason, in my book, The Age of the Customer, the big breakthrough that I try to get across to people is that you can't just be competitive anymore. You have to be relevant to customers. And when I talk about relevance, one of the things I would be talking about is if I went to someone's website before I knew whether they were competitive or not on price and product, I might look to see if they have a chat feature. And when I think about small businesses, I, for a long time, Jason, I've been saying, man, I just wish small businesses had that kind of capability. We always associate chat with a bigger company, but you fixed that, haven't you?
Well, we did, and I'm not going to take full credit for it. Really, if you start researching chat functions, there's a lot of third-party applications that are relatively inexpensive that you can tack onto your website easily. Mm-hmm. And I think you bring up a good point, Jim, and something that I think helped Argo grow to where it is today, and frankly, hopefully further. Act like you're two sizes bigger than you actually
right.
are. So, I mean, we have full-blown advertisements in the Portland Jetport. So when people come down off the escalators, they're looking around, and they see a 5-foot-by-7 billboard mm-hmm. for a contact center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be a client of mine. It might be someone vacationing here that just happens to need a call center. There's all sorts of things that you do that you're like, oh, I'm a small business. I don't need a full-page ad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be bigger because people want to be associated with companies that are prestigious, that are there, that are relevant, that are – you know,
then when they pull back the curtain and they see you, what they see is this little company that's serving their customers within an inch of their lives.
Absolutely.
They're loving up their customers with service in a way that big companies typically can't do. Customized stuff, right?
People want service. They want to be the number one client or the number one customer
mm-hmm.
At all times. And it's your job as a business owner to provide that.
So what does it cost if I wanted to have a call center for my little company and I wanted to chat, I wanted to have the capability for, because as we all know, one of the great ways to get rich is to make money while you sleep, right? So a call center does that, right? And,
absolutely.
And so what does something like that cost for, how do you break that down?
It's really per interaction. So you're going to be paying, let's say, a contact center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on an interaction basis. So it could be anywhere from $2 to $5 per interaction.
Right.
You're looking at probably with minimums in there. If you're really small, you might not be able to achieve those minimums.
Mm-hmm.
$2 to $300 a week, maybe
uh-huh.
a little less.
Right.
And it's depending on the size of the company and the contact centers that you use.
Right.
So you think about it, it's cost less than a third of a person.
But if you're trying to build an online if you're trying to build an online business, that's a whole lot cheaper than having an office and a building and a bunch of employees.
Absolutely. You have a virtual company representing
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And so but your people though, if I did business with you, your people would have to study up on and get good at what I sell. And, you know, I've talked to people on the phone at these companies. I'm pretty sure they're not really Orvis, employees, maybe, or whatever. Maybe that's not a good – maybe Orvis does this. But I'm pretty sure that they're not that company's employees. But the people I talk to really know what they're talking about.
They do. And I stole a term from the Army called SME, subject matter experts. Maybe the military stole from someone else. But we try to have our employees broken down into categories and then subcategories in which they have the ability to become subject matter experts.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavy on training. It's heavy on management. It's heavy on online systems. But in order to have that, a level one and level two proficiency with the product that you're representing is critical. And at the end of the day, if the customer asks you a question that you just don't know how to answer, the best answer is, sir, ma'am, that's a great question. I just don't know the answer, but I know where I can find it.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty is your best policy.
Right.
And customers, they'll respect that more.
Well, we know it if you're faking it. That's one thing you can always tell if they're faking it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this is fascinating. So what's your next plan for Argo?
Next plans. Who knows? We'll take it as it comes, but right. It's a continual growth pattern.
What about iYogi? What's iYogi?
iYogi is an Indian-based technology company. A great firm.
Yeah.
Basically, when you have a membership to iYogi, you get unlimited tech support in your home. So think of some of those competitors at
mm-hmm.
the box stores,
mm-hmm.
except this is remote. If they need to send a tech out to your house, they will.
Right.
So they entered into a partnership with Argo for us to mm-hmm. be their outsourced American contact center.
iYogi is one of your customers.
Correct.
Yeah. So
that was the Indian firm I alluded
mm-hmm.
to before that's
yeah.
now outsourcing contact center work to America.
Right.
And they're going to start out. They're a very large company,
mm-hmm.
One of the largest in this category.
Hey, Mark, I got to wrap it up, Jason, this has been great. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely, I'd love to, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.